We were at capacity at a lot of our locations, and getting onto a central location, because around the region, our location at Nueva Esperanza and Holyoke was at maximum capacity also. And we wanted to make sure that everything that we did get, that we can get it in some kind of a process to be shipped out. We were lucky enough to work with Spirit Airlines through a connection through one of our members of the of our committee, Maria Perez. She kind of coordinated something with all of us to get 200 boxes out about 2 days ago. From what I know now, the 200 boxes that first got out about 2 days ago, they're leaving Fort Lauderdale this morning, and they're going to be getting into San Juan this morning.
So you're confident that the supplies that have been collected so far are actually going to get to the people that need them? Because I know that's been one of the issues on the island, is just distributing the supplies.
You're right. The like from what the news is stating, there is a lot of issues with getting some product to different places. But a lot of committee members, coalition members, I want to say, have resources with some government officials that they're going to be accepting some of those boxes when they come in. But this next, I'm talking about the last 200 boxes. Right now, Carlos Gonzalez and a couple other folks are working something else now that we got to, because we don't want to, you know, talk too much about the information, but we have another resource that majority of this stuff, that's why we're doing an SOS. We need as many volunteers as possible for our three shifts from 10 to 2, 2 to 6, and 6 to 10. We're going to be working as much as possible down at 70 Tapley Street, because we need to get all these items ready to go in case we get that phone call that we can send our stuff straight out. So we're trying to package and sort out as much things as possible. I know we have, just at Nueva alone, we have over 500 cases of water. We have probably about another 200 to 300 cases. And then there's some stuff that are to the other donation sites that needs to come in, so we can sort that stuff out.
So everything that was collected, everything that was dropped off at these donation sites, is going to be brought over to 70 Tapley, which we should explain is the city of Springfield's DPW headquarters, and they're providing space there to bring all this stuff in, and then you need volunteers to box it up. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, we have to sort it out, because some of the stuff, when people donate to us, you know, with wholeheartedly, sometimes they donate stuff that we really don't need. So we need to make sure that we're very careful what we're sending across back to the island, because some people, they donated clothes. We didn't really necessarily need clothes, and sometimes they donate clothes that aren't really climate savvy. You know, they're hot and they donate sweaters and to hot climate. So we have to just go through that stuff and make sure that all the canned goods are up to par and not spoiled. So and if they donate like aerosol cans, that we have to take the aerosol cans off the boxes, because some of this stuff, you know, we have to make sure that it's going to get through no matter what.
So you want volunteers. How can people volunteer to help you sort all of these donations?
On Facebook, on our Western Massachusetts United for Puerto Rico, we have a Google Doc. So if anybody wants to get onto the Google Doc, they can get onto the Google Doc and sign their name and say, and just tell us what day, what time, or what day in the next 3 or 4 days that they want to volunteer. But we're asking for today, which is the most important day, all hands on deck. So if somebody hasn't been able to donate any items or been able to do any monetary funds and they want to help, please come down to 7th Tapley Street. I'm going to be there majority of the day.
And again, now that you're not taking items, you're encouraging people to give money. Can you talk a little bit about that, and how's that effort going?
Yeah, that effort right now, I don't know the dollar amount where we're at Freedom Credit Union under Puerto Rico Relief, if anybody wants to give a monetary donation. But from what I understand, the last time I checked, we're around, you know, I think a little bit like 15 to 20, somewhere in between there, $1,000. But this money is going to be going directly to organizations that are in the community inside of Puerto Rico that are actually boots on the ground.